This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
On the Tubes and Fee Wabel, Ken, because they had a lot of hits, a surprising amount of hits for that band.
That song there is, what did Elaine call it earlier, a banger or a...
It slaps.
It slaps?
Yeah. Or it's a banger.
Are you sure Greg didn't say that?
So, that poor guy, you know, that 53-year-old guy will call it, he's like, what?
What's a banger?
He's banging who?
What's a banger? Where the hell's Jerry? This show sucks.
That's really the only knock so far on Elaine is the age thing, but I don't think that matters. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, the news pronunciation was a little off.
Hey, all right.
Wait a minute. You're going to pick apart her news?
Yeah, but what's wrong with her age, though?
It was her first, like somebody said, the person earlier who said she's only 24 and I want somebody, you know, Danielle was older and more mature.
I mean, I will be older eventually. So.
Great point.
Just hang on.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, but Danielle knew all the lingo. So even though Danielle was older, and I'm making air quotes, she knew all the lingo of being, and she, you know, I know she talked proper and she corrected every grammar thing, but yeah. She was hip to what was going on.
Right. I mean, and news reading ability, not something, you've never done it before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
Ken.
Give an honest critique. I mean, she should know Haverhill.
Fine.
I mean,
no, I don't know. If you look at Haverhill and
Ken is advocating for Mego. I mean, let's just be clear. Just be upfront and honest about it. No. That's your candidate.
He's texting you like, I got you, baby.
I think Elaine's been very impressive, personally. I
really?
Love the energy.
Thanks, Ken.
I think she's
the energy?
Very upbeat, energetic.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yes. Maybe it'll rub off on you, Greg.
Yeah, the Haverhill thing don't bother me one bit.
What?
The Haverhill thing, though, because if you see it, it looks like Haverhill.
Well, we know it doesn't bother you. It might bother some people.
By the way,
somebody said you didn't address Chaim Bloom properly. You said his name wrong.
Did I?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I didn't think I did. I thought his name was fine.
And then, like, whoever comes on as the permanent guest host, like Danielle did, don't they do the news in the way that they want to do it? So maybe they, you know, when Elaine does her news, she'll feel more comfortable because it'll be her words that she's reading rather than just somebody handing her a piece of paper.
True. That's true.
That's a good point. Thank you.
That's true.
By the way, one of the candidates, my favorite at this point, Courtney, is losing steam with me right now.
Really?
Because she quote tweeted Khloe Kardashian's like idiotic 4 different page Cry Me a River, I'm a Victim thing about the photo that got leaked. And he said, she said, I stand with Khloe with a heart.
What?
So goodbye for now, Courtney.
She stands with Khloe Kardashian?
That's a good.
I don't get it.
Good conversation I have with her.
Yeah. I mean, Elaine earlier did not stand with Khloe Kardashian.
Elaine's right.
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I'm going to stick by that. I don't.
But, I mean,
I do. Khloe was owning up to the fact that everything you see, I think I'd have to reread her thing, but maybe she was saying that everything you see isn't real. I just didn't like the fact that she's calling herself untouched because she's not.
She's not untouched.
No.
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 But, I mean, nobody in that realm really is.
No. Right? So I guess it goes unspoken, but, like, I don't know. I just think young girls looking at that being like, that's what she looks like when she's not retouched. It's like, no, that's what she looks like with, like, $1 million on her body.
So you think, is she presenting a false expectation for young girls about what they can look like? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because that's
big
an interesting
time.
Thing.
Big time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't think so? Do you think so? I think so.
The exact tweet from Courtney is, leave clap emoji, Khloe, clap emoji alone.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clap, clap.
I mean,
clap,
she's
clap.
On a reality show. She's willingly having her whole life filmed, but we should leave her alone.
Yeah, no.
But isn't it up to the parents or the guardians of the young girls to say, you know, here's, you know, looks is not everything? Right? So just because Khloe wants to go out there and, you know, show off her looks or her body, like, and, you know, maybe uses that to her advantage. So what? She just like somebody uses their brain to their advantage. An athlete uses his athletic ability to advantage. This is something, you know, in most cases a gift from God. But in this case, you know, you have the ability to change yourself because financially you can do that.
But do you think it's a good thing if you're 25 years old mm-hmm. and you think you need to be getting Botox injected into your lips?
I think that.
Do you think that's a good thing?
No, it's not. I don't.
Do you do all that?
I don't.
You don't?
No. No, I've never. I get my hair highlighted. That's about it.
That's about
it. But that's not to say I bash people that do. Like, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. But I'm just saying the fact that Khloe's saying that it's untouched is just not true. Like, just own up to the fact that it is. Well, and then it's fine. Then I'm fine with it.
Greg's on HGH, but he doesn't tell anybody.
Greg,
I should get on that.
How old's your daughter? 23.
23.
Right?
Yeah.
So she came to you and goes, oh, I'm going to get my lips done.
I would say don't do it.
Lips are a big thing right now, I will say.
I would say don't do it. You don't need to do it.
But if she's like, I want to because I feel like it's going to enhance the way I look and make me feel better.
She's entitled to make her own decisions. If she were asking me for advice, I would say you're 23 years old.
Right.
I don't think you need to be injecting chemicals into your body to look different. But that's
Danielle, nice lips.
I mean, I get it. People can do whatever they want to do. But at some point, it's driven by, don't you think it's driven by the Kardashians and everybody on Instagram?
I think a lot of it is driven by, you know, wanting to look a certain way. Yeah, you can put the Kardashians or just nowadays the social media of wanting to look good, being at the touch of your fingers, you could just look at everybody. So I think that is part of it. But I think there are people that when they look good, they feel better, so it makes them more productive in life.
Okay, but the thing with her in this instance, and maybe everybody, almost everybody in that family, is that they have presented a fraudulent image of themselves to the public. And that's what's revealed when you see the picture of her. I think she looks great in the picture, untouched, whatever. She looks great, but she's clearly.
I think we all knew. Like, I mean, are you really that? I mean, come on. Are you really that naive?
Runs Panda Dome? Hellman runs Panda Dome.
Pander.
Right, the Kardashians have been around forever.
To whom am I pandering
to? She
doesn't look good in that photo. What are you talking about?
You don't think she looks good?
No, and she's more than anybody in my life transformed everything about how she appeared. There is nothing real about her life that you see on TV or the pictures she shares. Not a single element of truth.
We've seen that from day one. To make it sound like, oh my God, like you don't realize, like looking at the Kardashians and go, besides Courtney, every one of them looks like they've done something to themselves.
Okay, so why is she suing any news organization that runs the photo then? Doesn't she know that everybody knows that she's fraudulent?
Because in America in 2021... People don't want to be successful. They want to be a victim. And that's what's happening right here. She is playing the victim card. And idiots, not Courtney, but some other people, are rushing to her defense. She's made millions off of you fools by selling a fraudulent self. That's how she made her empire.
If you think the fact that you think that her ass is real, you're an idiot. Because if you've seen any one of them, you know, 5-6 years ago, you go, wait a second. You went from, you know, being as flat as a board to now, like, you got two basketballs stuff on.
Have you ever touched a fake one?
You know, and it's like.
Either of you?
Wiggy, have you ever touched a fake one?
Yeah, at a strip club. They're hot as rocks.
Are they? I've always been so curious.
There was no touching.
Oh, the strip club, you know, if you're going to dance or something like that, you know. So what? You know, you might be
slapping. Are they hard? I was very curious.
Yeah, some of them are.
You can tell when one is fake.
Yes, but
no, you can't.
Huh?
No, you can't.
What do you mean?
There are some people out there that go to doctors and they do really good ones. You can't tell if somebody. We can tell because we seen Cam Courtney and all of them before, right?
That's true, yep.
But somebody else, you don't know if you never saw them before. You wouldn't know if they would, you know, had like a fake booty. You wouldn't know that.
Did Antoine Walker have a fake booty? Because that was big.
do women who get a fake booty, do they think guys believe it's real?
I would assume so, yeah, right? Until I guess if you touch it, it's hard?
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
they're not all hard.
Oh, well, I would assume they want them to think it's real.
What? I sound like an idiot. What do they put in the butt? To make it,
they take your stomach fat and they shove it in there.
Is that how they do it?
I thought it was
silicone.
Well, see, there's some pretty good documentaries out there.
Two for one.
I think it is. Isn't it silicone?
I have no idea.
It's injection.
It used to be.
Yeah, it used to be. There are some pretty good documentaries out there of, like, you know, women.
Butt implants?
Yeah, of women going.
It depends on where you get it done. Like, if you get it done at a hospital, it's different than if you get it done at a storage facility in Florida.
Right.
By an unlicensed doctor.
Right. And there are. And there
it's
are,
like Build-A-Bear over there.
But there are.
Biogenesis now there, doing butts.
There are documentaries. There was a woman in Michigan, I believe. She used to do them out of like a Motel 6, you know, when she was.
Yes.
And she was like putting damn cement in there. But there are. There are real doctors. I don't know if you guys are on Snapchat, but there's a guy who's made a living, Dr. Miami from Florida, that a lot of celebrities go to that do it, and it's healthy. It's the way to do it.
Are you sure it's not Miami of Ohio?
No.
I mean, I don't like the family anyway for what they did to poor Kanye. I mean, he was completely normal, and look what they turned him into.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He was a completely normal guy before he encountered them.
You know, I'm a creative genius, and there's no other way to word it.
Right. He had his S together, and they destroyed the man.
Black guys generally don't do good when they go through the Kardashian family. Think about Lamar Odom, Kanye.
It's true.
I mean, you know, I'll even throw Chris Humphreys in there. I know he's mixed, but he still counts. It's like,
they're ruining the NBA.
Travis Scott. It's just like, wait a second, he's poor.
But Reggie Bush last night.
Tommy
Award for Tristan last night. Looking good.
I'm okay.
He is going to spark the resurgence, Wiggs.
Okay, yeah, maybe give Tristan's like kind of. We don't know. He's kind of like teetering right now.
angry texter.
Oh.
508 texter. Again, what do fake butts have to do with sports?
Oh, go away.
A lot. Every NFL player has got a fake butt girlfriend.
I love the person just realizing what
the Sox are won three straight. What are you doing talking about rear ends?
Fake butts are all over professional
sports.
It's
like fake boobs. I mean, it's.
Yes, they're both fake.
All right, sports.
ask Chaim Bloom about the shift, please. What did you think of Elaine's question, scale of 1 to 10, for Chaim Bloom?
Good.
When it comes to quality.
Yeah,
really?
That was good, yeah.
You liked that? That was good? 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I give it a 7.
Okay.
All right, that's fair.
Wiggy?
I thought it was good. I give it about an 8.5.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Wiggy thought it should have been longer.
Oh, okay. No.
I write down.
What are you guys texting about me right now? Like,
no.
I write down,
ask short questions.
By the
don't
way,
say now.
For the 508 texter, I'm on this website about butt implants, so. It's cheaper if you take your own fat to put it in your ass. That's $4,200. To have just an implant with no moving of your other stuff, is over 5,000.
But yeah. This is a sports station.
I don't know if that's per cheek or for the butt as a whole.
And some people, if you don't, you know, it's like anything else. If you go to a person doing it out of Motel 6, you get what you. So there've been a lot of horror stories about it.
Yeah,
Yes.
You get a butt
because
and
somebody thought they could go get plastic surgery at a storage unit.
Yeah,
and like that's the problem.
It's either there or they're going down to Brazil because they're doing a 2 for $500. It's like no, don't do that. Go to a professional.
This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening, Jerry?
Couple of quick things on this topic, if I may. I get it's not sports, but we're gonna go there anyway. A couple of years ago, there was a lady that died in Framingham having black market boob implants in a basement in a townhouse by somebody from Brazil who wasn't a licensed doctor.
Correct. So, it's awful. You know, it's awful.
It's terrible. This is just me speaking. I have never seen a girl who's had plastic surgery, you know, lips, eyes, that ultimately ends up looking better than they did before the surgery. Never. Not once. Ever.
Never?
So I would advise them, whatever it is that's making you insecure about your looks, that you feel you need to get these, like, duck lips or whatever it is, get beyond it, because you are pretty the way you are. The last point I want to make is this.
Yes, what?
They go through all this trouble to make themselves attractive, right? I mean, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and it can't be comfortable. To make themselves look beautiful, and then when we look at them, they claim we're objectifying them, and we're lecherous old men. What is it? Do you want me to look at you and say, wow, there's an attractive girl? Or do you want me to, like, put my sunglasses on and make like I'm not looking at you so you don't call me a pig? I don't know which way to go here.
You know, just get the mirrored sunglasses.
Right.
And they don't know.
I would just say don't go overboard. There are some people who go overboard. And now they want their lips. They look like diving boards. Like, it's don't go overboard. Yeah. I mean, you want to,
like, diving
like, you want to do that. You want to do your butt a little bit. Okay, that's cool. But don't all of a sudden now, next thing you know, you're walking around here like a dump truck. Like, and I think that's the biggest thing is that sometimes, like, people go overboard. Yeah. And I think that's what the Kardashians did. Yeah. You know, is they went overboard. That Kim Kardashian looks like an apple with two toothpicks.
It's also a trend thing. Like, you're flirting with a trend. Like, big butts are trending. What happens when...
No. Big butts have always been in. I don't know if you heard Sir Mix-a-Lot.
They haven't always been.
They've always been in.
What are you saying?
When I was in middle school, like, Paris Hilton and, like, the skinny Britney Spears looks were what was... And at least in girl brain, that was, like, the it thing. Now it's, like...
So you're saying it's dangerous because big butts is a trend. And if you get the surgery done and then the trend goes away, you're screwed.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
And by the way, I'm at a website with Dr. Tony Huge, and he's got great ideas for butt injections. You use Synthol, and then in like 3 weeks, your butt's flying all over the place.
Big butts have always been in.
Dr. Tony Huge would never
lie.
All right. Speaking of trending.
Just not in Maine. Different communities.
Well, they get their big butts in Maine naturally. No disrespect to our Maine listeners. Yeah. Right?
Important.
I mean, it's winter. You can't get out and not physical activity.
It's a conversation. We used to have this conversation in the locker room.
Which one?
About butts.
Yeah. Locker room talk. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. Which did Tom Brady prefer?
He looked at it from behind. Where brothers look at it from the side.
Oh.
So that's the difference.
This was locker room talk.
White guys will look at it from behind. Okay. Brothers look at it from the side.
Huh. Okay.
That's all it is. Curtis, it's not about, you know.
It's not about race.
Not in a negative way.
It's just your perspective on it.
Yes. So the difference of view is like I'm looking at it from behind. Where I'm looking at it from the side. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's saying Tom Brady looks at butts from behind, not the side? Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where, you know, some other people, maybe, Antonio Brown looks at it from the side.
What's the difference?
Well, it's the slope. It's so, the slope versus the W.
What does Tom care about?
This topic is fantastic at the same time as it's concerning. Okay.
He cares about the W.
It's about the slope. Yes.
All right.
I'm just trying to educate y'all.
Speaking of trending, let's get to Ken.
Serving New England for nearly 30 years. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of Friendly's ice cream, just $1.97 each. When you activate the digital coupon at checkout, limit to 2 per customer. It's only valid through today.
I mean, Tom Brady has had some work done, hasn't he?
You think?
Of course.
Some Botox in his head and stuff?
Yeah, Danielle always said it. You look at his forehead. Yeah. I couldn't tell the difference.
He looks great with a good tan. That does him wonders.
Oh, so he needs a tan.
He needs a tan. Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's a 10 in my book.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a good slope.
The effort to replace Brady still goes on, Greg. There's a little Mike Lombardi intel from his GM Shuffle podcast. Mike Reese tweeted this clip out. And Lombardi says, if Mac Jones goes 3, What he's talking about what happens to the Patriots. Do they like Justin Fields? I don't think so. Do they like Trey Lance? I'm not sure. Just knowing how they operate, couldn't imagine they would get either one to a point where they would trade up justifying a trade. Basically, he's saying they're not going to grade him that high. They don't think it's worth it to go up that high to trade for either one of these two guys, if you believe Michael Lombardi.
Yeah, but who told us that they loved Justin Fields? There was a report out there by
the Patriots.
There was the mock draft, I believe, of McShay had them trading up to 11 to take.
No, I know that, but there was one of the, I don't know if it was Diana Rossini or somebody, or one of those people said
one of the people that you said was always wrong.
I don't know, but there was somebody who goes, oh, the Patriots really love Justin Fields. And this was a while back. So.
We haven't gotten into this Pat McAfee sound. It's not the end of the world, but Ken won't do it now. But I'm saying he has a conspiracy theory as to why there have been so many negative reports on Justin Fields relating to the Patriots.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Don't you think Bill is somebody who, if Micah Parsons or a defensive player is available, is going to be tempted to go in that direction?
Yeah, that's a total Belichick pick, right? Or an edge rusher, Quiddy Pay, or some, one of these guys that he's going to have graded out high on his board, like Lombardi's saying. We'll see. Draft is like 20-some days away. NHL trade deadline is Monday. Bruins have the Capitals tonight. Celtics win last night, 101-99. Nice finish in the final 6.5 minutes. Tristan Thompson delivered. Wiggy, Spark, and Jaylen Brown had 32. Red Sox won. They swept the Rays, and they'll do it again today, but this time in Baltimore for their home opener. 3:05 first pitch, 2:05 pregame with Mutt on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, and the Masters underway this morning. First groups are off for about an hour, just a couple holes in. That's what's trending.
Who is around these days for the honorary tee-off? Who did that this morning?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I thought it was always Gary Player, Nicklaus. They did it. Obviously,
yeah, but you got guys who are advancing in age, and
Gary Player is in much better shape than anybody here. I mean, he's going to live to 200. Right, that guy.
He's well preserved. How old is he? Like 97 or something like that?
Let me check. He actually is a client of Dr. Tony Hughes. Gary Player is
the Greg Gilmore.
85.
He's 85.
Yeah.
Probably striped it right down the middle, .190. Yep. That's how those guys do it. All right, we'll be right back.
Let's go. Right back to more of what you want to hear. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wow. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck.
All right, we have to get out of here. Enough of this. Enough of this.
Wiggy begged for that.
Sir, mix a lot, boy. Now everybody, hey, listen, they've been around forever. It's just now the Kardashians brought it to a different
What do they call Sir Mix-a-Lot if he gets knighted?
This show derailed around 7:28 and never got back on
Chloe
the track.
Kardashian.
Never. Here's Grash walking in. Elaine, thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you guys. That was so fun.
Nice.
Great job. I'll ask you my favorite interview question before you go.
Okay.
If you could leave us with only one word to describe yourself, what would that one word be?
Oh, Greg,
this is the best interview question ever if you want to ask interview questions.
Just one word?
Just one word that would, in a nutshell, would describe you.
Ready.
Ready.
Okay.
All right.
Ready.
Okay.
Oh, Gresh.
I like that.
What do you think of that answer, Thanks. Gresh?
That's a good answer.
Thank you. I like that. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
Listo.
Great job today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. That was fun.
Great having you here. Tomorrow, Bridget Prue.
Mm-hmm.
What do we know about Bridget?
She's hosting the Skate Pod now, so you'll hate her right away. But she'll be covering the Bruins game tonight for us. Yeah.
Jeez. Downloads up on the Skate Pod since you're not doing
Absolutely.
It anymore.
Yeah, they couldn't get lower.
Right. Gresh, you want to tease anything coming up today? A lot of Masters talk today, or what?
A little bit of Tiger.
You can take your mask off.
Do I have to get that here? I know. They're building.
We're survivors. We're survivors.
Get it off.
I don't know about
Elaine.
Yeah, a lot of whatnot.
A lot of whatnot.
There you go.
All right, I like whatnot.
Mm-hmm. A lot of whatnot.
All right, I'll be listening for whatnot. Gresham Keefe is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at what time does the show start? 6:15 tomorrow morning.
Nice.
I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Were you late?
I was late today. Yeah.
Oh, you were.
I overslept. 6:15. 15 minutes.
Imagine if you had the time.
Big deal. Ken darted out of here an hour and a half early yesterday. Nobody
like
says
Curtis's
a word.
Dream. Right. You were late.
Yes,
he was
Curtis,
ready to go.
Curtis was ready to go. He jumped right into the seat. He was in my seat when I got here. All right. Thank you very much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.